The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome to this Right Stand podcast with me, Anand Narasimhan. Ladies and gentlemen, as the outburst and the tirade against the Citizenship Amendment Act and then it being linked with the NPR and the NRC tends to calm down a bit, the government has now moved in on the counter to try and assuage A, doubts, B, clear the misinformation. The Prime Minister leading the charge with India Support CAA as the hashtag and also tagging Sadhguru and one of his sessions in Coimbatore at the Isha Yoga Foundation, where he is addressing a gathering and people are asking him about the Citizenship Amendment Act and the NRC. Now, this is all Sadhguru's personal view after he has studied the subject and, of course, made his own rational assessment. But he does make a very, very strong, potent argument. Frankly, ladies and gentlemen, this is much ado about nothing, and it has taken the government by surprise because they were expecting a far greater outburst as far as the abrogation of Article 370 or post the Supreme Court verdict on the Ayodhya title suit was concerned. But the agitation on the Citizenship Amendment Act, the NPR and NRC, has taken everybody by surprise. Somewhere the opposition and those who wanted to derail the narrative have managed to corner the government. But it's largely on misinformation. And as the dust settles and the picture clears, there are many people who have now jumped to the right side of the fence on the Citizenship Amendment Act is concerned. Two or three salient features which we need to understand. That since 1949, from Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru onwards, successive governments, successive leaders have realized and of course, you know, delineated and outlined the distinction between an immigrant and a refugee. This act only talks about those who have fled their land facing religious persecution. And this is largely limited only to the three nations, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and the erstwhile East Pakistan and currently Bangladesh. The net fallout of partition and of course the other aspect that these are religious states, states governed by one single religion or countries or nations which have a state religion, which is Islam. Now, will you believe if I tell you that a Hindu marriage in Pakistan is officially not recognized? As per law, there is no Hindu marriage. So, there are stories of people who've been married two and a half years and have lost their wives to persecution because the wife has been just abducted, taken off, married as per his Islamic rituals to another person and deemed a Muslim. What is the justice for such a person? The other aspect. Most of the people who have fled these lands and who have come to India are people who didn't want to leave their lands, didn't want to leave their livelihood, hoped for better, but got worse. These are people who are largely scheduled castes or Dalits, as they are categorized, be it in Bangladesh, who come to India, they're largely Namashudras, or from Pakistan, again scheduled castes and Dalits, who are kept there largely to do only the menial jobs, not allowed to rise in society. Or they are scheduled tribes, a lot of them are Bhils. So those who are trying to oppose this today are many of those who are trying to oppose the Citizenship Amendment Act are actually champions of the Dalit cause or portray themselves as champions of the Dalit and the underprivileged or quote-unquote poor. Now, they are itself opposing this. So, a lot of people, perhaps, their politics is called out and the hypocrisy is called out. The other aspect, there is a restriction. 31st December 2014. So people who are already here 7 years, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years ago are the ones who will be naturalized. Nobody's citizenship is being taken away. Citizenship will be granted to a certain few who apply, who have been in India on or before 31st December 2014. So those who are trying to claim that deliberate ethnic cleansing or ethnic redistribution or profile, demographic profile change by bringing in more people are again misinformed because nobody else is being brought in under the CAA. So this is the third misnomer which needs to be clarified, and perhaps that's the effort that is going around. That nobody new is being brought in. Those were already here. That too 7 years ago at least. These are the people. 6 years ago at least. These are the people who will be resettled. And they have to apply for it. Under the grounds of religious persecution. The other aspect. Anybody and everybody can apply for citizenship of India on other grounds under the Citizenship Act 1955. So the laws are in place for an immigrant. This is only persecuted because of their religion. Clearly, if the neighboring states, the religion is Islam, then the minorities will be the one who will be persecuted in the name of religion. India does not persecute anybody as per the law. Treats everyone as equal. So that's the main argument. The other aspect, which is very, very important for all of us to notice and all of us to understand for ourselves, is that till date, no citizen of Pakistan, Muslim citizen of Pakistan, Muslim citizen of Bangladesh, or Muslim citizen of Afghanistan, irrespective of which sect they belong to, have ever applied for a citizenship of India citing religious persecution. The other aspect, all these people who have come under religious persecution have actually registered and notified themselves, their presence with the local authorities, including the CID and the district administration, and they have not denied their presence here. They have not come in on the sly. They have come here and announced that they have come here. There is a difference. There is a difference. And let's hope that the informed opinion is able to understand this. Sadhguru says this is a compassionate act, an act of compassion by India towards those who have been tormented, who have nowhere else to go but India and who have come to India. An act of compassion, perhaps a tad too late. The other fight is around NRC. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very clear. If you are a citizen of this country, if you are born in this country, if you have a date and a place of birth, and any document that shows that, or if you have no documents but you have three people who will vouch for you, the issue is settled. Nobody is asking you to get out of here. But if you have no documents, no proof of origin, no background, nothing, then it is fair to ask, tu kaun hai bhai, kahan se aaya hai, ya kahan se aayi hai? It's got nothing to do with anybody's religion. It's about nationality. It's about knowing how many citizens are really citizens of this country who are living here, and how many are living here and living off this land, our motherland, as parasites. We'll take this argument forward because the opposition is quite interesting. Some of them are saying, New Year ke baad anti-CA fir se shuru karenge. Congress party is still not taken a position whether they are pro-CA, anti-CA, pro-NRC, anti-NRC, whereas the opposition is goading them into it, but they have not taken a position. What they're doing is they're talking about police atrocities. They're saying, police ne aisa kya, waisa kya, jo victim hai, unko hum santwana de rahe, hum ye kar rahe, wo kar rahe, to apna politics bada rahe hain. Koshish kar rahi hain Priyanka Gandhi, bahut kuch. Rule tod ke bhi. Bina helmet ke kisi ki bike mein baitna, security cordon tod ke chale jana, police walo ko dosh dena. And now saying, oh, no, it's not about me. It's not about me at all. It is about those people who got hurt during the riots. But why go after the rioters? How can police be so sucked against rioters? Should they not be sucked? Police ko kya aisi suji thi, bhai, pichle 5 saal mein kitno ko danda mara, aisi mara hi police tumko danda. People are, I'm not saying that if the police have resorted to vandalism, it's right. But police action was a reaction to what was witnessed on the streets. Those who claim to be citizens of this country, will they do this to their own country? And should they be doing it for the country, or should they be doing it for one particular religious denomination? That is something which is a point to ponder. India is an inclusive nation. India is a country which believes Vasudeva Kutumbakam and Atithi Devo Bhava. This is the inclusive culture that believes the world is my home. Everybody for whom, who embraces this thought, this the India is a home for them. This exclusionist, exclusive attitude is not what is India's ethos. India's ethos has always been inclusive. Now, that's a political debate. We'll take that forward. Debate number two. Debate number one is about the DDF Raqqa. It's a capital clash in cricket, ladies and gentlemen, but this is not on field, this is off the field, and then they're raining punches. Cricket nahi, boxing chal rahi thi. DDCA, Delhi Development Cricket Association. the Delhi Cricket Association, and in the national capital, they were throwing punches at each other at the AGM. The rot runs deep. Kaha, what cleanup of cricket, what committee of administrators, what cleaning up the associations? Kiyoe gaya, ladai jhagda, shuru. Will Saurav Ganguly, the BCCI president, step in? Will the BCCI clean up its own cricket? We've got some fantastic newsmakers who'll give you all sides of this perspective, where politics is of a different level. Political rivals are teammates. Political teammates are rivals. It's very interesting. And of course, there is money. There are allegations of corruption worth 400 crores. That's a lot. We'll get you the details tonight at 8 p.m. I'll see you there.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.